Emmanuel means God with us. While God wants to be with us, the big question we need to ask ourselves, are we with Him? Hi, this is PC Matthew and my wife Sibi Matthew. We would like to take you on a journey through the season of Lent as to how we can be with Him in all walks of life.
Day 12. To be with Him in my distress. Times of distress are common to everyone, irrespective of our life stages. At different stages of life, we think we can be happy and distress-free, but the reality is far from it. There are several books that capitalize on human distress and give quick solutions. While many of these things do give us some temporal relief, the distress that we go through is real, and many times it requires supernatural intervention. When we look at God's Word, we do not see any of the saints of God who were distress-free, irrespective of their spiritual state. Prophets like Elijah went through distress when Jezebel wanted to kill him after the great contest at Mount Carmel. Many of the great biblical characters, starting from Abraham, all of them went through distressing situations, even after obeying God and His word. David constantly was in distress for a long time, after which he was anointed as king. It was not very different in the New Testament. Starting from the first baby born in the New Testament, John the Baptist, who was in prison and then beheaded, up to the Messiah who came to save us, all of them went through distressing times, despite doing the will of God. All the apostles went through great distress in their walk with God. It is their resilience to face distress with God that made them history makers. What was common in all of them was their ability to take their distress to God and seek His intervention. In Isaiah 38, we see King Hezekiah going through deep distress when the prophet told him that he was going to die and that he would not recover from his sickness. The Bible records that he wept bitterly, Isaiah chapter 38, 2 and 3. He wept in God's presence, not in anyone else's presence, because no one else could really change his situation. God's people are not exempt from distressing news and distressing situations. But our distress must be turned to the Lord who is sovereign and in whose hands we have been engraved. We are in His grip and He will not let go of us when we turn our distress to Him and seek His answer. The deliverance from that distress can be in ways that is sometimes beyond our understanding and imagination. But as God's children, we can experience His peace when He takes us through those paths. The big question is, does God plan distress for His children? We see from the scriptures that some have been caused by their own decisions, while some of the distress has been planned by the evil one. The distress that King Hezekiah faced was part of God's plan. Isaiah the prophet went and told the king, "This is what the Lord says, put your house in order because you are going to die and you will not recover." It is not Hezekiah's sin that made God to cut short his life. In fact, wicked kings lived longer in Israel and Judah's history. Hezekiah was one of the best kings Israel had seen. It is in fact the extension of his life that brought about a child called Manasseh, who became the worst king of Israel. So, irrespective of the origin of distress for a child of God, God uses it to fulfill His plans to make us depend on Him, to understand His ways, and to become history makers rather than just mere survivors of our distress. How are you handling your distress today? Are you taking it to God alone, who has the answers for all our situations, or are you trying to handle it by yourself? To be with Him in our distress is better than to be without Him and to struggle alone. He struggles with me as my Father, and He leads me to the paths of righteousness for His own name's sake. Psalm 23 and verse 3. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You know the distress I am facing today. Nothing has happened without Your knowledge. If my distress is based on my own failures, please forgive me. But if You have allowed it to make me a better person, I ask for Your grace to face it and experience Your mighty hand through this distress. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We hope today's meditation has been a blessing. Please pass it on and bless someone today. These meditations are also available at urbanindia.org. Thank you. God bless you.